How many it's well with your soul tonight? Amen. Hallelujah. Through it all. No matter what happens in life, it is well with our soul. Because our trust is in who? Jesus, right? It's in the King. It's in His promises, in His Word. Glory to God. Amen. It's not in ourselves. It's not in what we can do, but it's what He has done. Hallelujah. So we know the outcome. We know the end result. We can keep our faith focused upon what He has said. We'll say, oh Lord, this is what You said. We'll stand and keep our mind on Him. He'll give us perfect peace. And we'll know that it is well with our soul, regardless of the circumstance around us. How many know sometimes in the world things get dark? Amen. And I think the world's going to get a little darker. You know, some people, you know, there was a teaching for a while, everything's going to get better and better and better, and then Jesus will come and there'll be a great rule. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says in the last days it'll be like the days of Noah. You know, where they were, you know, immoral. They were not living righteously, denying the truth, mocking God. But God still has His remnant. Amen. How many are going to be part of that remnant? And you're going to shine. Amen. Amen. You're going to shine. Philippians chapter 2 talks about us shining. I think I mentioned that last week. It says, I'm going to read starting 14, 2:14. It says, do all things without murmuring and disputing, that you may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. How many think the nation's a little crooked and perverse right now? Amen. They call good evil and evil good. Hallelujah. Among whom you shine as lights in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. You are the light. You're what's holding that darkness back. Hallelujah. They can't, you know, the enemy can't fully do his work because you're the salt of the earth. Amen. We are that salt. We're holding forth the word of life. It says that I may rejoice in the day of Christ, that I have not run in vain, neither labored in vain. You haven't run in vain. You haven't labored in vain. Amen. Hallelujah. But we are secure in Him. Amen. Because where's the kingdom of God? It is within us. Hallelujah. Good news tonight. But that's what the Bible says. That we are going to be that light. We're not to fear in the last days. Even though things get wicked and it looks like the enemy is winning, our faith is not in the enemy. Our faith is in God. Amen. It's not in the things that we see, but in the things that are not seen, in the unseen realm. We live in two realms. We live in God's realm, and we live in this earthly realm. There's two realms with God. You realize that? We have both sides because we're from heaven, right? We're seated with Him in heavenly places far above all the work of the enemy, yet we are positioned and sent to the world. The Bible says we're sent as sheep among wolves. Well, He's not very nice to me. He's not supposed to be nice to you. She's not very nice to me. She's not supposed to be nice to you. You're the light. And you're shining bright in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation where things are backwards, where good is called evil and evil is called good. And God gave you a reason that He left you here. He didn't leave you on the earth for no reason. Amen? If he just wanted you to be born again, why wouldn't He just zap you out and you're gone to heaven? That's it. Leave the world in a mess. It's because He loves men. He loves mankind. And He has a plan. And He thought it out well before you and I ever came along. Hallelujah. I don't think it took God a long time, but He found the best plan. You know, there's God the Father, right? We know that. Jesus the Son and the Holy Spirit that comes. Hallelujah. God kind of makes the plan. Jesus said, I'll go redeem man. The Holy Spirit said, I'll empower them. I'll do the work through them, in them. I'll bring the kingdom to them. and through them, so that we can shine in this world. Hallelujah. Ye are. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. Jesus was the light of the world. But he says, now I'm going to my Father. It's necessary that I depart. Otherwise, you're not going to be the light like I'm the light. Right now, when Jesus was on the earth, he was the only light, wasn't he? Because he was the only one truly alive unto God. And he says, I've come to bring the kingdom of God. He said, I come. And he preached the kingdom of God. And he said, that kingdom is now in you. He said, and I shall be, what, with you, what, forever. The Holy Spirit's going to come and he's going to be with you. He said, I'll be in you, be with you. He's not going to leave us. Hallelujah. Let's look at Luke 17. Luke 17, 20 and 21. Says, neither shall they say, lo here, or lo there, for behold, the kingdom of God is within you. It's not outside you, but it's within you. And he said to the disciples, the days will come when you shall desire to see one of the days of the sons of man. You shall not see it. You're not going to see that. Hallelujah. But that kingdom is not on the outside, but it's inside of you. Jesus came preaching the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven. And he said, this kingdom has a glory. This kingdom has a life. This kingdom is going to be on the inside of you. And so many times as saints of God and as servants of the Lord Jesus, we tend to look around us and we want our circumstances to change on the outside. And God said, I've changed you on the inside. And if you look within and allow what's in you to begin to come out, you'll see the change on the outside. Hallelujah. That change doesn't come it comes instantly inside and continues to mature. And begins to grow and comes to the outside where it shines, right? Begins to shine as you hold forth the word of life. Who is that word of life? Jesus says, I am the bread of life. He says, I'm the bread of life. When we hold forth Jesus, he begins to do the work. Hallelujah. But there's that life that's on the inside of us. And how many ever, how many ever failed to live? You failed. You didn't live out of that life that's within you. You listened to the flesh or you listened to the circumstances around you. I've done it more times than I want to admit. But that life is still within us. And if we'll look to the inside, the greater one that lives on the inside of us, the Holy Spirit, our helper, our friend, empowering the nature that God gave us to overcome any situation that we face in life, and to stand and to say, Lord, I know that you have left me here for a purpose. I'm not here for no reason, not just to be a light to the world, but to also offer my authority to change things of the world. Hallelujah. Lord, behold their threatenings. They're trying to change the law, Lord. They're trying to say good is evil and evil's good. Let justice come, Father. We're releasing authority in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because your words have authority. Your words carry power. The words that you speak are spirit and life, just as the words that Jesus spoke were spirit and life. When you line up with what he says, they become spirit and they become life. And they change the circumstances around us. See, everything evil doesn't have to continue to exist. Everything evil around us can be changed. There's things that can be lessened and things that can be changed. A lot of times the church, we want to say, well, that's just the way it is. God said it's going to happen and we get humdrum. But God wants us to be in him. Hallelujah. He wants us to keep looking within to that kingdom that he said, I want my kingdom to come, my will to be done on earth as it is in heaven. He said, it wasn't my purpose that the earth become chaotic again. It's not my purpose. Because his desire is that all men would be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. But where do we need to look? Not on the outside, but on the inside. In verse 20, if you back up, just one verse, Jesus had, he had said, I should have started there. But he said, and when he was demanded of the Pharisees, when the kingdom of God should come, he answered them and said, the kingdom of God comes not with observation. So it's not coming from what you observe on the outside. Neither shall they say, lo, it's here, lo, there. For behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The greater one lives in you. Bible says, greater is he, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, all those on the outside, all the power of the enemy, have overcome them, for greater is he that is in you than he that's in this world. The greater one that lives on the inside. Now, that's wonderful, Brother Doug. I knew that before I got here tonight. How's that going to help me? I appreciate that information, and I've read that scripture this week, and everything's going good. But we live in a daily situation where we need to allow that kingdom that's on the inside to begin to come out. And that kingdom comes out when we begin to give ourselves over to the Father. When we allow Him to have His way in us. When we fully surrender and say, yes, Lord, I want Your will to be done, Your kingdom to come. We begin to line up with what He has said. And we begin to allow the Holy Ghost to begin to pray His mind through us, through other tongues. Praying in tongues. That's what I said. I believe in that. And Jesus believes in that. That's why I believe in it. It's part of the kingdom that he brought. You understand? He said, this is what's going to follow them that believe. Hallelujah. Let's look over Mark 16. Hallelujah. All right, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. He is wonderful. Hallelujah. Good news tonight. Hallelujah. And he said, Jesus, after, well, let's start in the 14th verse of Mark 16, said, afterward he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart because they believed not them which had seen him after he was risen. Now, he did tell them that they don't see by observation, but after he's risen, you know, you've seen something here. He said, I'm alive. And they didn't believe. Jesus is rebuking them. You should have believed. Why didn't you believe when you heard I was alive? Hallelujah. What's he saying to us today? Will you believe that the kingdom of God is in you? Will you believe me when I tell you, you're my light. You're my salt in this earth. That you and I can make a difference in a dark world. Talked about last week, God's not finished with the church. He's pretty determined. The church is still alive. There's been times it's been in great darkness. And there's some darkness now that's trying to come in. By how many know? The enemy comes in the last days with great darkness. He's doing everything he can to try to steal those that are that know God or that are part of the kingdom of God or that are part of our family. He's trying to destroy people. He's trying to take them out. The Bible's not so. The church isn't necessary. You don't have to go anymore. Oh, all you need is an hour Sunday morning. Oh, what you really need is you just need to come once in a while. That's okay. Stay at home. You can read your Bible at home occasionally. And then pretty soon, well, I don't know if all that's true. Well, it's all true. We need the whole counsel of God. What God said and what He gave us in His Word is the truth. And it sets you free. So, well, I don't understand what I've been reading. Well, keep reading. Don't stop now, because you will. And it does affect you. Sometimes we don't feel it. Sometimes we don't notice it. Sometimes we don't see it. It doesn't come by observation, but it's within you. It's a kingdom that comes from the inside out. And God begins to build you. And if you won't stop, I got a guy that I've been working with, and he said, I'm not sure what to do. And I said, well, why don't you just read 1 John 50 times? Oh, man, I'm going to do that. So he started reading. He said, you know, I read it about 20 times. I didn't get a thing. I read it 30 times, didn't get much. But I'm starting to understand. John's talking about love. Well, you know, he said, he started telling me he was getting excited about reading the Bible. Because how many know, if you read it enough times and you'll keep going, the Bible says, my word is spirit and life. I'm not saying it has to take 50 times, but many times if we'll keep doing that over and over, and the meditation of the word of God, the reality of who Jesus is builds on the inside of us, that kingdom begins to come to life, and the light of who you are begins a reality on the inside. And you say, yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Because I know in whom I believed, and I am persuaded that he's able. He's able. You and I may not be able, but he's able. But when we walk with him, then we have a we that works. Amen? When we talk about we, we're talking about us and him. Me and him together. See, we lay hands on the sick. I don't lay hands on the sick. We do it. Because if we don't do it, then nothing's going to happen. The kingdom's not going to come forward. But I got good news. Hallelujah. I laid hands on the guy that had the frostbite. Hallelujah. He went to the doctor. Glory to God. He said he wasn't. And when I prayed for him, I said, Lord, even if he doesn't believe, I believe. Hallelujah, you know how to make new feet. And he said the doctor took the bandages off, and they said, you're healing 3 times faster than normal. Hallelujah, how many know that's good news? Hallelujah. How many knows this? If you don't get an instant miracle, how many take recovery? Hallelujah. How many's going to take a recovery? Amen. How many would love to get better and better and better and stronger until it's just like it never happened? And I'm telling you, that's the way it's going to be in this young man. Hallelujah. He's looking up to Jesus now. He said, I know, I've got to change my ways. I've got to get my life in order. Hallelujah. How many know one touch from heaven can change the men? It begins to get people's attention. It doesn't make a person a disciple, but it does get their attention. They'll listen to you. Amen. Hallelujah. The power of God doesn't make a disciple. You said, why do you say that, Brother Doug? Because I know lots of people that have operated in power, but they were not really seeking after God. They gave him their life as far as they could. It's all God had to work with. Hallelujah. And they were willing to step out in faith, and God was faithful. But the Bible says that all those that cry, Lord, Lord, do not enter the kingdom of heaven. But Lord, we prophesied in your name. We did great miracles in your name. He said, I never knew you. He didn't know them. He said, I don't know what you're talking about. You didn't come to me. You didn't really believe in who I really am. You knew I had power. You wanted that. But did you want me? You see, when we were singing the night, I heard these words. When we were talking to Lord, you know, that's all we desire. It's all I desire is you, Jesus. I could hear him saying, that's all I desire is you. All I want you. That's all I want. I just want you. I want you, son. I want your life. I want you to give me everything that you have. And I'll give you all that I am. How many think that's a good trade? Amen. It's a good trade. I'm telling you. When you give God everything you have, how many got a whole lot to give him? Hallelujah. You got your body. You got your mind. You got your will. What else I got, Lord? You know, well, I guess I could give him my money, but the Bible says the gold and silver is God's. So I give him something else, you know, I mean, whatever you need, Lord. But we do have things that we have that he may want to use. Hallelujah, because he's not here. We are, but we're going to work with him, amen? And what do we say at calling the laws? Whatever you need, Lord. Whatever I have, Lord, it's yours. You know, that works out really great. That's a wonderful confession until God comes to your house. You know? Then we have a decision to make. Amen? Not to look at what we see, but to believe what he says. Yeah, but Lord, that's my good couch. And that's a sinner neighbor. Yeah, why don't you give him that sofa? Yeah, but that's the good one, Lord. The other one's got a couple holes in it. We've been sitting on it. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, but I want you to give him that one. You said whatever I need. That's all I need is a good sofa. You know? Yeah, but we paid a lot of money for that one, Lord. They might sell it. Yeah, they might. It might bless them. But if that's what he says, do. Hallelujah. They also might sit on your anointed new sofa and give their heart to Jesus. You ever think of that? Hallelujah. They sit on that. I wonder why they gave that to me. I better go find out. They might come talk to you. Hallelujah. Well, like Gary says, you know, you might have to pay your neighbor's rent for a while. You know, you pay their mortgage for 6 months, they might listen to you. Well, I had money. I had plans for that money. That was my traveling money. Me and my husband's going to take a nice vacation. I've been putting that cookie jar for years. We've been saving up. It's all I'm asking for. Just what you got. I don't know why I'm getting on that, but hallelujah. It's good anyway. But whatever belongs to us, he's talking to his disciples here, though. I'm talking about the kingdom within us. It's not in everything that we see, but it's within us. And it's the things that are in us that say, I'm not going to give what I see. See, it's the things that are in us that say, I need that. Well, why do you need it? Well, I might move to a nicer house and it's going to look so pretty. It looks so good where it is. It matches, Lord. Well, you know, he can give you another one. They're making new ones every day. That's the way I look at it, seriously. We have to think that way. They're making new ones every day. Yeah, but I don't know. He knows your address, trust me. He hasn't forgotten your name. He hasn't forgotten your name, and he hasn't forgotten who you are and what you need. He said, I know what you need before you ask. My kingdom's in you. Just look on the inside. What did I say? I'll supply all your need according to my riches in glory. Not according to your ability in the earth, but according to his riches in glory. Yeah, but I don't make very much. He said, according to my riches in glory. Not about how much you can make. But how much he's already made. He already became poor for us, amen? That we, through his poverty, might be made rich. I'm telling you, God's going to be determined to get us to realize that he has already provided all that we need. He's going to do everything he can to get it across to us. That it's not about what you gave or what you did, but what Jesus did at the cross alone. And that was enough. He hasn't forgotten your name, and he hasn't forgotten about your prayers, and he hasn't forgotten your family. You know what the Bible says? If you give a cup of cold water to one of his disciples, one of his prophets, whatever, he said, you're going to receive the prophet's reward. Or the righteous man, a righteous man's reward. He said, I'm not forgetting the labor of love that you've given to me. I don't forget it. We might forget about it, but he did not forget it. He doesn't forget the little things that he asked you to do. He doesn't forget it. And he does reward you, some in this life, but mostly in the life to come. We've got rewards in heaven. How many would rather have an eternal reward that's going to last forever? Or you want something that's going to get moth-eaten and rusted and wear out and you got to throw away? Hallelujah. Now, He'll give you some things here. Hallelujah. Most of the things you want, He'll give you. You know, as long as they're in line with what, you know, His call is for your life. I mean, there may be some things you want that, you know, just out of reach. You know, I know one person, they want to be a great singer. Well, they don't have a voice to sing. You know, you're not going to be a great singer unless God does a miracle. You know, unless God does a major miracle, you know, I'm like, give it up, you know. No, and it's good. I think, you know, we can sing to the Lord. We all should, you know, we should worship Him in our time, you know. But if that gift's not in there, then we need to let it go, you know. But if He has told you it's in there and you're practicing and it's coming forward, He can add to. Hallelujah. As how many know, it's not always about the most beautiful voice, but it is about the anointing of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's about the kingdom of God within you. We are talking about that because it's all those things that are in you, we want them to come to the outside, see? Who Christ is in us. We know who He is. We love Him. We say we love Him. We tell Him, hey, my life is not my own, Lord. I belong to You. Now, Father, manifest Your what glory. Lord, what is Your glory? What is the glory of God? It's all that He is. It's His presence. It's Him coming and be able to do what He desires to do, whether it be healing, to bring salvation to people, a word in due season. He says, let Your light shine. Hold forth My word of life in this crooked and perverse generation. So anyway, we're talking here that kingdom was within. And that Jesus believed in laying on of hands, is what I said. And He also believes in praying in tongues. See, these are parts of the kingdom. And it's within you. Verse 14, afterward He appeared unto the 11, and they sat at meat and upbraided them as they sat at meat and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen Him after He was risen. And He said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In My name shall they cast out devils. Well, Jesus believes in casting out a devil. He believes that devils should be cast out. He believes that you should cast them out, because it's part of His kingdom that's in you. That's part of the kingdom. When a devil manifests or tries to manifest in your presence, you can take that authority. He gave you authority. No, you can't have your way here. I don't allow it. Now, I work at the day center for the homeless, and there's a lot of devils there. Sometimes they like to try to manifest. I have to tell them, be quiet. They want to know, how come when you tell them to be quiet, they stay quiet? Because I don't argue with them. See, I'm not talking to that person. I'm talking to that devil that's trying to control them. And he can't disrupt on my shift. Hallelujah. He's not going to have his way. We need to realize there is a devil. First of all, some people don't believe that. Have you ever seen anybody like that? Yeah. There's some people, well, I don't know if there's a, you know, it's a lot of talk. I don't think there's a literal devil, you know, not literally, you know. No, he was cast out of heaven. He's the one that's caused all this trouble. He's the one that came, you know, we blame Adam and Eve, but they were tempted by the devil. He came. Try to tempt man. Yeah, they gave into it. We didn't have to. that he's the tempter. God's not the tempter, the devil is. God doesn't tempt us with evil. He doesn't try to get us to do certain things, and he doesn't tempt you. But the devil tempts us, and we are drawn away of our own lusts. But these signs will follow them that believe my name. They're going to cast out devils. That's part of the kingdom that's within you. They shall speak with new tongues. Now, there's people that don't believe and speak with new tongues. And if you don't believe in that, we can help you. Jesus believed in it. If you want to believe what Jesus believed, you believe that you can speak with new tongues. That's a tongue that comes from God that you don't learn. That is just released when you ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit. It's just simply released through your tongue, your voice, your tongue, your air, his words. He supernaturally gives you that. You don't learn it. You don't try to figure it out. You receive it. He said, you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You're going to receive it. He said, how much more will I give the Holy Spirit to those that ask me? Now, I know he's talking about prayer there, but if you're asking for the Holy Spirit, that would be what you receive. You're going to receive him. He's going to come upon you. So he's not just in you, but also upon you, that kingdom within you. Then it's filled up and comes, what, to the outside. Hallelujah, where it can begin to do some good for you and for others around you. The more you pray in that language, the more we pray in tongues, the more the kingdom of God is released from within us. I remember when the Lord spoke to me, he said, when you're praying in tongues, you're giving your life to me, son. I said, oh, I'm surrendering to him. Everybody says, well, why? Because how did God create the world? Let me know how God created the world. What did he do? He spoke it into existence, didn't he? So he needs you to at least be willing to speak the words that he gives you so that he has permission to operate in your life. If you don't give it to him, he will not force himself. So if you don't pray in tongues, God's not out there praying for you somewhere in tongues. You do the praying. It says, by the unction of the Holy Spirit. Those tongues come forth and the kingdom of God begins to, what, be more and more real on the inside of you. Everything Christ is in you, to you, and through you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, let's read on. So they shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. That means accidentally take up serpents, not purposely. But if a serpent bites you, it shouldn't hurt you. Or any of the works of the enemy try to come upon you. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They'll lay hands on the sick. They shall recover. And we believe Jesus believes in the laying on of hands. He thinks you should touch people and release his power to them. Hallelujah. It's a law that he made. He said, if you believe, you can transfer my power to another person and they can receive a healing into their body. The healing power of God. Said, well, what am I to believe if hands are laid upon me? You're to believe that the healing power of God is coming into me. That's what you believe. Healing power is coming to me right now. It's a matter of touch. Jesus believed in touching people. How many know one touch from heaven can change your life? Hallelujah. How many ever been touched from God? Amen. The more we seek him, the more we allow that kingdom that's within us to continue to grow and manifest itself, to shine as a light, to allow it to come on the outside from in. See, it's within us. And it does affect the outside of us. It changes those things about us. The Bible says that all these things, everything that we see, all of it's subject to change. The things that you see are subject to change. But they're not going to change from you trying to change something on the outward side. See, all of us, we want our circumstances to change, but God wants our heart and our believing to change so that then the outside will come right after that. it will follow. As we seek Him, as we honor Him, as we give ourselves to Him, then the circumstances change. When we believe, He said, when we are those that believe, these signs follow them that what? Believe. So if we don't believe, then we're not going to see. But as we believe, as we trust, as we know in whom we believe, and as we realize the kingdom of God is in me, I didn't come in my own name, I came in the name of Jesus, rise and walk. Hallelujah. If you don't know what to say, come to Calling in the Lost. You'll find out. Glory to God. Sunday night at 7. Don't miss it. It's wonderful. It'll change your life. And you can practice. Amen. Blind see, deaf hear, lame walk. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness, I think he died. Dead rise again. Hallelujah. There's our sister here says, get on up, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Jesus believes in raising the dead. He did it to Lazarus, didn't he? So then after the Lord spoke unto them, he was received up in heaven, sat in the right hand of God, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, or working with and confirming the word with signs following. How many wants the Lord to work with you? Amen. You're going to work with him, right? You know, if we work with him, he'll work with us. Hallelujah. As we spend time with him. The first thing that he told the disciples is that they might be with me. Hallelujah. After they are with him, that I might what? Send them forth. But if you're never with him, he didn't have an assignment for you yet. You said, well, I can't get my assignment. Well, have you been spending time with him? I know you have here. Hallelujah. I know you do. But if you haven't spent time with him, how do you expect to find out what he wants you to do? Where he wants you to go? He said, go into all the world. Well, the world's big. See, I figured that out. I started praying. I figured the world's big. I looked around. I said, hey, the world's, you know, it's small in one sense, but it's big in another. I mean, I can't be everywhere at one time. How about you? You know, what's your corner you're supposed to go to? He said, we're to be witnesses what? We know in Jerusalem, you know, the hometown, Judea, a little bit further out into the uttermost parts of the world. But what is your part in that? You know, somebody's got to stay home, take care of things. I mean, not everybody can go to all the world and still take care of home. Amen? I mean, you know what happens if you leave nobody at home and everybody left? We all just took off. There wouldn't be anything here. Hallelujah. And we'd be calling home trying to find somebody. Hey, could you send those tapes over? Could you send those CDs over? I can't do that. You know, nobody's there. No answer. Hallelujah. What is our part? That's the kingdom within, see? It's within us. As we allow him to manifest his presence through us by us praying and seeking him and being with him, that he may bring the orders to send us forth to change and to shine as a light in this world. But it starts by being with him. Hallelujah. The kingdom of God is within us. Glory to God. We are carriers of that kingdom. In that kingdom's healing power. In that kingdom's delivering power. Amen. If that's a devil, it'll come out. Why? Because you said so. Because you believe that the kingdom's in me. Well, it's here. It has to be here. I'm here. It's right here in me. Wherever you go, it is. He's there. He's with you. Amen. He's with you. When we believe, he's with us. In Matthew, Jesus said, I'm going away. Lo, I'm going to be with you to the other, you know, all the way to the end of the age. I'm going to be with you. I'm not going to leave you. And John, he began to say, the Holy Spirit's going to be what? With you forever. Forever. That I've sent him to help you, to guide you, to teach you. The Holy Spirit's going to be with you. He's not going to leave you. Yeah, but what if I do that and nothing happens? Are you of some reputation? Are you trying to have a reputation? Well, God's reputation might get burned. You might give somebody hope. Well, praise God, they don't have any now. Yeah, but you're giving them hope. And the more hope that they receive, the greater opportunity they're going to have to receive a miracle from heaven. I know about hopeless people. I've seen them. They don't look for much. When they begin to get hope in their eye, things begin to change. They begin to lift their head up high. They begin to say, oh, could that happen for me? Is it possible? The thinking begins to change. You mean God would accept me? Yeah, God will take you. You mean God will heal me? Yes, He'll heal you. Yeah, but I got drunk and my feet got frostbitten. I don't know if God loves me. That's our job. Let me tell you who He is. How do you know who He is? I've been with Him. I'm a witness to who He is. And you are too. Because you've been with Him. You're a witness to who He is. How else are you going to be a witness if you're not with Him? If you don't know Him. But once you get to know Him, you realize who He is. And you looked in the Word of God and you said, the kingdom of God has come at hand. Let me tell you something, my son. God is merciful. And He will heal you right now. Yeah, but I'm not sure I believe. I believe He will heal you right now. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I'm looking for the day they take the bandages off and run around with new feet. Glory to God. It's going to happen, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Things are going to change as we believe. Continue to believe. We've received the kingdom of God. It is in us. He is with us. He is for you. And you are a light in this crooked and perverse nation and generation. Hallelujah. We are that light. That light is going to burn brighter and brighter and brighter. See, it's not a dark day for the church of God. It's not a dark day for people that know God. But if we look around and you start looking and try to find the kingdom in observation. See, by just looking around, it's not there. It's not on the outside, it's on the inside. It comes from the inside out. And then we see it. Then we see it. We are going to see it. We're going to see it on the outside. But it doesn't start by looking around. It starts by looking in. Looking to Him. Because He is within. Hallelujah. How many know greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world? Everybody say it with me. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That anointing that lives in you strengthens you. Hallelujah. How many is going to keep laying hands on the sick? You're going to keep saying, devil, come out. You're going to keep going forward and saying, Jesus is merciful. God has a place for you. Come to God. Hallelujah. Because we are lights in this world. And they're going to want what you have because you have a testimony of who He is. Well, how do I know who He is? Spend time with Him. Get to know Him. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Meditating in the Word of God. We begin to see who He is. We begin to take ourselves to the pages of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John and say, oh, Master, that's who You are. There He is. There's that Jesus in me. I knew He was in there somewhere. I sense something, but I begin to see it, Lord. I'm beginning to see who You are, that You're a loving Father, and that You died on that cross for all mankind, that You're merciful, Father, that You're the healer, that You're the deliverer, and that You want to save men, and You want to change lives, and You want to save nations. He said, a nation shall be saved in a day. All things are possible to him that believes. And I'm going to be a believer, glory to God. How many want to be a believer tonight? You are believers, but we're going to be believing believers. Amen. Hallelujah. Enough of dead religion. Glory to God. Dead religion, He closed the Holy Ghost out. They just don't want Him to flow, or they let Him go so far. You know, let Him come. Well, He could do this, and He can save people and convict people, but I don't know about that healing business. He wants to heal people and set them free. As soon as they come to Jesus, they can receive the Holy Spirit. Had it happen over and over again. You know, when I go to Africa, I don't even tell them. I'd say, no, just stay right here. Stay right here. A few of them come down to get saved. Maybe, you know, 5 or 10 came to get saved. Stay right here. Stay right here. There's another gift he's going to give you. Hold on. Then we get the rest of the crowd. About half the crowd would come up to receive the Holy Spirit. And they all got it. These just got saved. I did it on purpose because some of them were saying, they're trying to tell me, well, they're not ready to receive yet. They don't have enough wisdom. They need something else. You know, they need to learn more. They need to get more. No, they can receive it now. The moment you're born again, you're ready to receive the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And that's God's desire. He really does want that for you. And if you haven't received the Holy Spirit yet, don't be condemned. Just go ahead and receive Him. Say, Holy Spirit, come on in. I need you. I need your help. Fill me, Lord. You know, there was a day I hadn't received the Holy Spirit. But God kept working on me. He didn't give up on me. He kept guiding me and leading me. You know, some people told me you can't pray in tongues. Some people told me you can pray in tongues. Well, I guess some people do and some people don't. I was all confused. But God got it through. Hallelujah. And He's not done with you. He'll get it through to you. He'll make it clear. The Holy Spirit's for you. For those that are right now and all those that are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call, Peter said, whoever wants it, you can have it. Now, you don't have to. You know, you can reject it. He won't force you. But if you want that power from God, He's not withholding it from you. The Holy Spirit came and He's ready to fill you. He's ready to overflow you, to make you a light so that you can get to know your Father. You can be with Him and you can shine as a light in this crooked and perverse nation. He wants to change some things through us, folks. We're not supposed to sit on our blessed laurels and just do nothing, but to exercise our authority and say, Lord, look what the Supreme Court's trying to do, Lord. They're trying to say good is evil and evil is good. Bring justice, Lord. Bring justice, Father. We're to cry out for our land. We're to cry out to God. God needs people that will pray and let authority be made known in the earth. Not everything has to be the way that the devil wants it to be. We're not just to sit back and say, oh, well, it's supposed to be evil. We'll just let it happen. Oh, what will be, will be. No, we are the ones in authority. And we can change certain things and we can limit the effects of certain things. In this earth, in this nation, in this time, right now. Hallelujah. So, well, I don't know about that, brother. The Bible, I know what the Bible says. And I know that there's wickedness in the world. But I also know that He said, all authority I've given to you in heaven and earth and even under the earth, Jesus hath authority. Hallelujah. Somebody says, well, they're all going to hell. Well, we need to get them saved. You know, we spend so much time sometimes as the church trying to change things in the outward appearance and the outside and forgot about changing people's hearts. If we'd worked on changing people's hearts, we wouldn't be in the dilemma we're in. Hallelujah. But we will shine forth that light. And we will be those that are going to shine. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory. Well, Luke 1:37 says, for with God, nothing shall be impossible. But it looks impossible to the natural eye. But when we look on the inside to the kingdom of God is within us, nothing shall be impossible. Nothing. Whew. He's determined to get us to realize that He's in us. He's with us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Colossians chapter 2. Let's go there for a moment. Colossians 2, 6 and 7. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in Him, rooted and built up in Him, and established in the faith as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware, lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. Hallelujah. How many know that people get ruined because they start listening to traditions of men and they're not listening to what Jesus said? If we'll follow what Jesus said and be His disciple and lose our life and pray in the Holy Ghost and receive guidance and receive His teaching, then we're going to see a different church. Amen. We're not going to be ruined by that vain philosophy of man. You know, man has a way that he thinks is right. You know, man's way seems right at the time, but it's wrong. How many ever thought you were right and you're wrong? I thought I was right before, but I was wrong. How did you find out you're wrong? I read the Bible. And God told me, you're wrong. God began to get it across to me. You're wrong. Because I used to think some people don't pray in tongues. Some people do. Well, brother, what's wrong with that? It's true. Well, it's true, but it's not what God wanted. He wanted all people to pray in tongues, see? That's His desire. Just like He wants all people to be saved. Hallelujah. He wants everybody to come into the kingdom. And as that kingdom builds on the inside of us, as we realize who He is in us, as we recognize that He is with us, and as we continually go after Him and say, Father, I know in whom I believed. I'm a believer. I choose faith. I resist fear. And I choose faith. I choose to believe, Father. And I choose to believe Your word. And I know in whom I believed. And He's building on the inside of me, as we saw here, that I'll be, you know, as we receive Christ, I'm going to walk ye what in Him, not in man, but in Him, in Christ and who He is and what He has accomplished, what He did at the cross. Hallelujah. How many knows that when we look to Him, we look better in Him than outside of Him? Amen. Glory to God. I'd rather be in Him. Amen. Because in Him is that kingdom. In Him is the power and the glory forever. In Him, hallelujah, is the ability. In Him is the grace. In Him is that power that we all so look for. In Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Established, let's see, that we'd be rooted, built up in Him, and established in the faith as you've been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Now, if we haven't been taught at this church, we've been taught. We've been taught to what? Meditate the Word of God. Read it over and over. That aids. That's not meditation, but it aids meditation. Amen. Read it 40 or 50 times. You know, pray in the Holy Spirit while you're reading or after you read. Keep praying over it. Ask God for the understanding. Holy Spirit, teach me. Become my helper. Hallelujah. We've learned what to fast. Fast, yes, fast. To lay down the plate of food and say, no, I'm not going to let my flesh rule me. Maybe you need to fast other things too. That's not, you know, may need to fast football. Anyway, you know, you may need to fast other things like coffee or any of those things, you know. God may have you fasting. It may just be food with water. But there's other things in your life that you may need to get away from, amen, and cut out of your life. When we learn to fast, we learn to seek after God, to pray in tongues, prayer. How many of you like to pray in tongues? How many of you sometimes don't like to pray in tongues? Sometimes it's not fun on the flesh. Sometimes I don't feel like praying. But what do? Pray anyway, right? Why? Because the kingdom's within us and we want to get it working on the outside. Hallelujah. And the more and more you do it, the easier it becomes, really. Because our flesh, we train our flesh that that's what we're going to do. You know, most of us are trained. You know, you sit at the same, you know, you sit at the same place. How many sit at the same place at the dinner table every time? Almost every time. You know, that's, oh no, that's not your place. You know, you sit there and everybody's confused because you sat in somebody else's seat. You know, that's mama's seat. Now, if mama's not happy, ain't nobody happy. No, you'll have to move over, but I'm just, you know. You know, we become creatures of habit. What we teach ourselves to do. See, we've got to become our own teacher, our own parent. Kind of with the Holy Spirit, of course. He's our teacher. But as we tell ourselves, you're going to pray. No, buddy, you're not going to overeat today. You're going to fast. You're fasting lunch, and that's the way it is. Yeah, but that's my favorite meal. And I know God doesn't, you know, He's merciful. And I know God loves me. Brother Doug said so. Hallelujah. But He loves us enough not to leave us like we are. And He wants us to develop that kingdom on the inside of us. That we're kingdom-minded. That we're more thinking about eternity than we are about this natural world. We're not so concerned about what the paycheck is, but we're concerned about the guy that's paying us. We're more concerned about his soul than we are about how much money we take home. We're more concerned about his soul than we are about whether we work overtime or not tonight. It's inconvenient for me. Don't you know this is church night? Don't you know I need to be off? Well, isn't that a good attitude? You know, and the Lord said, yeah, go ahead, do that. You know, and you got to work with him that night. What you didn't know is you was going to lead him to Jesus that night. Oh, that's why you wanted me to stay, Lord. But no, we had to leave. I'm telling you, I got to be off. This is just one time I can't, you know. God forbid I'd miss church one time. See, it's not just about us. You know, I was trying to read my Bible the other night. I guess I'm there, and I always try to read my Bible some when I'm at work as much as I can. I can't always read as much as I like to, but I usually get through, you know, some. And I'm reading my Bible, and somebody they keep bothering me, you know. Keep wanting to talk to me, you know. You know, and I'm thinking, just leave me alone, you know. I didn't say that, but I'm like, leave me alone, you know. I'm trying to read my Bible. Can't you see I'm trying to read my Bible, you know. God's trying to get me to talk to him. So finally I said, oh, okay. Well, you know, maybe I will talk to him, you know. Somebody told him I could help him. Well, they said you could help me. Oh, you want to talk to me? Okay. Well, what do you need? Well, I don't know, you know, but I got to talking to him. Let him to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Speak in other tongues right then. Hallelujah. How many knows right then? You can get it now. You don't have to wait. Doesn't have to take a week. Doesn't have to take a long time. A few minutes, we can explain it to you and you can receive it. Hallelujah. I explained to her what she'll receive, and she began to pray in other tongues. Just like that. So you just ask him. Hallelujah. How many think that was more important to God than me reading another chapter? Okay? And I needed to realize that. See, sometimes we get caught up. I'm not saying it's not important to read your Bible. It's very important. I'm trying to stay in there. If I didn't read, I wouldn't know what to tell her. Hallelujah. You know, but we received the kingdom of God within us. And God's interested in getting that kingdom to the outside of us through us doing those things that we've been taught, right? Praying, fasting, meditating the Word of God, speaking the Word of God over our life, exercising authority with that Word. Hallelujah. The devil's been bound in the name of Jesus. We take authority over you, Mr. Devil. No more. Desist in your maneuvers. I'm telling you, I'm talking to you, like, get out of my life. I say I have an abundance. Got too much. And he'll tell you, it doesn't look like it. That's the voice of the devil. Say, no, I believe God has taken care of me. And he's working. Hallelujah. Amen. So when we take those things and we allow the things that have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Oh boy, did you have to say that, Paul? You know, we should abound in those things. We want to abound in them because it will make us thankful. We'll be thankful. We should be thankful for what God has given us. that we can take that time to be with Him, to know Him, that we can testify who He is. Hallelujah. Amen. And we believe that He is in us, that He is with us, and we can say, the kingdom of God is at hand. It's like Jesus did. What is it that you need? Mr. Sinner, would you like to be saved? No? Well, what is it you need? I want some of that healing power. Okay. How many think if he gets healed, he's more willing to listen to you about being saved? Well, I don't know about that, brother. You think God can heal a sinner? Yes, I do. I believe it, definitely. There's no doubt about it. Almost everybody Jesus healed was a sinner. Well, he's still healing people today. That's why I say that. But in the Bible, everybody he healed was a sinner. There was no saints yet. They were all sinners. And he healed them all. Hallelujah. We're heading there. Glory to God. We're getting that much closer. Amen. Just a little closer. Amen. Let's not quit. Amen. Let's keep letting him build within us that truth that he is with us, that the kingdom of God is within us, that all things are possible, that we are believers, and these signs follow us. We don't follow them. They follow us. That means when the guy down the street is having miracles, we're not following the miracles that he's having, but we're seeking after the Father, and we're allowing those miracles to follow us wherever we go. It doesn't mean we can't. If the Lord tells you, go listen, fine. But we're here. This is the place God sent us, to go far enough into him to bring out that miraculous power. Amen. To bring revival to a religious city. That means lives are going to be changed. People are going to be saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. They're going to be delivered of devils. They're going to be healed, and they're going to be with Jesus. They're going to be sent forth to the world. Hallelujah. Let's shine as lights in a crooked and perverse nation. Amen. Well, we'll stop right there.